Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, the storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. At the museum at the corner of Wooden and Emerson Avenues. Today, I'd like to talk history from way back. This is a story about a young teacher who stepped into an exciting world, as told to the Wenatchee World in May of 1967 by Eva Anderson. And we've talked about her before. But imagine a high school student teaching classes which included students not much younger than the teacher. It happened in the early 1900s when Mrs. Burt Lake, who at the time was young Audra Harris, she was teaching while attending Wenatchee High School. She had her new teaching certificate in hand and stepped into an exciting world. That was at the age of 17. At the age of 80, she told this story to Eva Anderson. Granddad and Uncle Sam Garten lived north of Chelan on the old Highland Bench. I started to teach up there, she said. Down the Antoine Canyon came two Indian boys, smart and lovable, to join eight white youngsters in the area. It was a crude little school, with homemade seats and no water nearer than half a mile. But youngsters lugged pails of it, drank out of the same dipper, shared the same microbe-engendered sniffles and colds. My worst problem was caused by omnipresent coyotes who hounded me during my walk to and from school. They would stand straight up and howl at me. Uncannily cunning, they seemed to realize that I had no gun. When the Antoine School shut down for winter, I moved several miles down to Howard Flat, which had to conduct a five-month term or lose its district. For $10 a month, I secured wonderful board with the Will Easleys, who lived this side of the cave, near what we called Wart Mountain. All through the terrible winter of 1904 and 5 on Howard Flat, I waded snow, sometimes waist deep, broke trail, started fires, smashed ice on the water bucket, and taught 24 kids in all. But the fourth grade did not have kids. At Howard Flat, I conducted state eighth grade examinations. Then I went back to the Antoine and my Indian boys, who especially adored me. One Indian lad named Johnny was brilliant in arithmetic. How his eyes sparkled when he solved tough problems. The Christmas program highlight of the season lured Indian parents of the area. They filled the little school to overflowing, even lining up in the rear of the room. How they beamed when their own recited pieces I had taught so laboriously. Ever after, whenever I'd meet any of those Indians, they'd salute me and bow ceremoniously. So, that's the story of a young teacher. Next time, we'll tell you some more exciting history.